And yep, you are an In Your Face here at 3CR. Continuing our comedy festival theme, we are joined by comedian Cassie Workman, who will be in Sydney, Melbourne and Brisbane for the comedy festivals. Cassie, welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well. This is so exciting. You are doing an allergy to the New Jersey West Valley Mall. That is incredible. Tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it's a fictional mall. So I lived in New Jersey for a while. I lived in Asbury Park in New Jersey, which is on the Jersey Shore. It's a beautiful little town. It's very much like the town in Bob's Burgers. I don't know if you've ever seen it. And I fell in love with it, and I fell in love with Jersey. But I wanted to make a show about the death of capitalism. And I thought, you know, what better analogy than a mall?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they're kind of like a symbol of everything that's wrong with capitalism, aren't they?
Yeah. So that was very convenient for me.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. So tell us a little bit more about it. What can people expect on stage?
Well, it's a visually, I think it's a very cool show. There's a lot going on. There's a big set that I'm very proud of, and there's a lot of music and a lot of silliness, but also some commentary and a fantasy story that sort of goes along with it.
Wow, tell us more about the fantasy story.
Well, the show sort of centers around this character called Siervo, who is the son of Mexican immigrants, and on his way to their weekend job, they get stopped by ICE, and his parents are abducted, and then he runs to the nearest building to hide, which just happens to be the now abandoned West Valley Mall. And the mall is sentient and wants to basically feed off his energy. So it starts to make him forget things, who he is, his memories, and it leads him further and further into this trap at the center of the mall. So it's about his journey through some of the, you know, the archetypes of capitalism and how capitalism necessarily disintegrates into fascism, and his struggle with that. And inside the mall, he meets a stag who is sort of a guide for him. And I mentioned it's a comedy.
Wow. I mean, what a gift you must have to be able to make a comedy out of things that are so timely. I mean, we've all watched with horror how we've seen the dystopian kind of, you know, scenarios just unfolding in Minneapolis with ICE.
Yeah. Well, you know, as I say, I've spent the last 2 years in the U.S. I was living in New York and New Jersey and for a little bit in Chicago. And part of this show was inspired by coming home to my house in New Jersey and having to basically run because I saw that ICE was, you know, out the side of my house pulling people out of their cars.
Wow. So you really saw the racism of that and the fear of that and the intimidation of that. And you must have been terrified.
Yeah. I mean, it is terrifying. And I think people have every right to be terrified, but it's also, it's also enraging.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, when you see people being shot, when you see, you know, just the kind of like the, it's almost like the hands are around America's throat right now, you know, especially in sanctuary cities like Chicago, you know, the hands of authoritarianism just, you know, creeping closer and closer to, you know, grasping people by the neck.
Yeah, well, I mean, look, that was inevitable. That was baked in.
Hello, Cassie.
Hello.
Hello, yes.
Hello, sorry, I was just saying, you know, that I think is inevitable. That was baked into the American experiment from the beginning. And now as things deteriorate, it's just becoming more obvious.
So it must be quite cathartic for you to have a little bit of distance from the US and to be able to perform this show in Australia?
I wouldn't describe it as cathartic. There's very few positives to be taken from this. I left because I feared for my safety as a trans person, and I was like, well, you know, it's just a matter of time before we end up in a camp if we stay here. So I had to get out. But what I wanted to do was create something that could talk about that slightly removed in a way that was sort of more emotional than cerebral. And because in my career I've made a lot of fables, so I make fables, and this is sort of along those lines, but.
The experience of being a trans person in the US and seeing the attacks against trans people must have been enraging, must have been terrifying. Can you tell us a bit more about your experiences over there in that regard?
Without going into detail, it's frightening. There were moments where I had a genuine worry for my safety, under threat of violence. But we're a tenacious people, the trans people. You can't get rid of us. We'll be around.
In the US, did you have a real sense of the vigilantes, not just ICE, but, you know, we saw the vigilantes policing queer events like Drag Storytime, for example. Did you get a sense of that over there? Did you see stuff like that, apart from ICE, just vigilantes doing that kind of stuff?
Yes. I lived above New Jersey's oldest gay bar. It's called Georgie's Bar. I used to live in the apartment just above that, so I was at Georgie's Bar all the time. And there was a guy who used to park out the side of Georgie's Bar and just leave his MAGA hat on the dashboard so that you couldn't get into Georgie's Bar without walking past this guy's big honking truck and his MAGA hat on the dashboard. And there were times when, ICE would drive by slowly and just check things out, and there were always, like, MAGA guys around. They could be very bold
and very unhinged as well. I mean, their bar is quite low for who they accept in ICE, right?
Yes, it is extremely for an organization with so much power and so much money. You would expect a little more discernment from the people who choose who gets in. But, it's a winning strategy for Trump. He's made all of his decisions based on his gut and seemingly whatever the worst possible thing is he could possibly do. That's what he does. So it makes a lot of sense to me that would be the case.
What do you see as the end game of all this? I mean, it seems like, we're going to have ICE patrolling voting booths in cities like New York and Chicago during the midterms. Do you think that will happen? And what do you think the end game of all this is?
Yeah, I think that'll definitely happen in some places. It seems to me that, I mean, a lot of people say, what is the point of this? If you get rid of all of the people that you don't like and there's nobody left to buy your products and participate in your system, then how do you maintain your obscene wealth? What is the selling point for these billionaires and oligarchs? But I sincerely don't believe that they feel like they need human beings anymore. I think probably they're going to create a system where it's just them and AI and some robots, and they don't really need us anymore. So this could turn out to be like a very devastating and catastrophic path to go down for the human race.
Absolutely. And you look at the links between the Trump administration and, the oligarchs of AI and big tech, and it's not a dystopian movie anymore, that's for sure.
Yeah, and you feel crazy for saying it, but I mean, it's right there. It's easily demonstrable. But it sounds like something from a sci-fi movie.
Absolutely. And, you know, the scenes in Minneapolis with people like, you know, surrounding the ice cars and people holding up their phones and filming it and the snow and just everything, the whole kind of, you know, visual of it all does seem like a film. It really does. It's crazy, but it's the reality that we're living in.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, You Are Here is happening for the Melbourne Comedy Festival, 26th of March to the 19th of April at Melbourne Town Hall in the backstage room. And you will also be performing at the Brisbane and Sydney Comedy Festivals. Cassie Workman, it has been a real pleasure to chat with you today on 3CR. Thank you so
Indeed.
Much. Indeed.
Thank you so much. Thanks.
The wonderful Cassie Workman there.
3CR.